It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
Recently, we've been trying to hire someone to help us out in the company. And so for those of you that don't know, I run not one company, not two, not three, not four, but I run several companies, and we've been trying to find people to help us out. So one of my big goals this year was to create more content. And I don't mean more content in a sense that, you know, I'm trying to put out, you know, one content a day and I'm trying to make sure my grid looks good, et cetera, et cetera. No, I'm trying to be a beast, right? I'm trying to put out 3 to 5 pieces of content a day. And so if I have this vision of where I'm trying to go, it looks different than where everyone else is trying to go. Everyone else is curating their feed. Everyone else is, you know, curating their social media. I'm trying to produce high quality content, a lot of that content, and, you know, just be a beast. So think of Gary Vee, think of Alex Ramosi. I'm trying to do the very similar thing. And here's what I'm noticing. As you are trying to be not an authority, so this is how I consider. I see there are people who are authorities that are not experts. I then see the next layer, people who are authorities and they're experts. And then the third layer, which is the highest layer to me, is that people have authority, expertise, and they're beasts. Meaning that they've done something, they've grown something, they've hired people, they've scaled their business, they've hit the 6, 7, 8 figures, right? These are people that are beasts at the very top level. Also, this is not a sponsored message, but shout out to Yo Kiera De Niro podcast, you know, shout out to her, love her. Check out her and I's episode. She is a really great resource. Okay, back to the regular schedule program. And so these are the layers, right? You are authority. You're an authority in expertise or an expert because you've been able to grow and scale something. And so as I am at this level, what I'm finding out is I can't work with regular people. I can't work with regular agencies that have a very templated structure. I can't work with regular individuals that are going to tell me that, oh, I could give you your deliverables in 30 days. I can't do that. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. And so what I require is really different. And so last week we hired an agency and then we hired an individual and then we let both of them go in less than 48 hours. Again, we let both of them go in less than 48 hours because I realized this. I realized there are people that say they could do things, but they can't do what they say. Let me repeat that. There are people that say they can do things, but they can't actually do what they just said. And so this is exactly what happened. You know, the agency reached out to us and said, hey, you know, for some reason, you know, we need more editors, right? And therefore, because of her, I'm like, that's not my problem. You're telling me things that are not my problem, right? You're literally telling me things, this has nothing to do with me. You can't deliver, but that has nothing to do with why what I want can't be delivered on time. You told me that it could be delivered on time, and now you're telling me that because it's something that's happening on your back end, that you can't deliver something on time. And then the individual we hired, spelling mistake, doesn't take feedback, so all these different things, and I'm like, okay, nah. I don't question when you ask me to pay your rate. I'm like, okay, what's this for? Okay, you say you could do what? And in what manner? And what time deliver? Okay, but here are my expectations. Do you understand my expectations? Are you signing on to my expectations? Because my expectations are very high. I'm a beast, right? I'm a beast. So my expectations are extremely different than what you're accustomed to, what you're used to, how you serve people. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm giving you my expectations. And if you tell me you could serve those expectations, that's where the bar is set at. The bar is not here no more. The bar is set here. And so I let them go. And I let them go because I'm not going to wait. I am not going to wait. This is what I mean by that. I'm not going to hire someone and then say, oh, let me give them 90-day trial. If I know it's not working in 2 days. If I know it's not working in 7 days, if it's not working in 14 days, if it's not working in two, I am not going to be that person that waits for the entirety of the trial. And I have done that in the past. That's why I said I'm not doing that no more. In the past, when I hired someone and they weren't living up to expectations, I said, you know what? It's just a 3-month contract. At the end of the 3 months, we don't have to renew it. But it's day two. So I used to wait 88 days after to let them go when I should have just let them go day two when they weren't reaching the expectation that I had set, when they signed off on the expectation and they weren't reaching it. And I know many of you do this right now. Many of you are holding on to people in your business, in your life, that shouldn't be there no more. Right? They can't reach your expectations. So what's going to happen? You're going to get frustrated. You're continuously going to get frustrated. What happens when you're frustrated as a CEO? Think about it. It takes up your mental real estate. How many of you guys are entrepreneurs here? How many of you guys are CEOs, right? You are doing many, many things. You're doing many things. And because you're doing many things, when the little things happen, they take up a lot of real estate in your head. And now that's the only thing you're thinking about. You're like, even though you should be thinking about something else, but you're thinking about it because you're paying this individual or this agency all this money. And now you're like, wait a second, we could be allocating our resource differently. So in the past, what I used to do is say, okay, I'm just going to wait 88 days, even though day two I knew, hey, I'm going to wait 88 days. And I gave them feedback and nothing's changed. I'm going to wait 88 days to then, you know, let them go. So what would happen? What was in it for me? Because the entire 88 days, all I'm getting is low quality work, low quality effort. But then they're getting paid. And then they're on social media talking about they're getting a bag and that they're serving their clients to the high. No, you're not. You're not serving your clients to the highest. No, you're not. And so I used to do that, and now I'm like, no. Day two, I'm like, no, they got to go. They got to go. No, I don't want to think about it no more. And that's what I told my assistant. I was like, bro, I don't want to think about this. Like, I told you, I said what I said. What I said is what I said. They need to go. I'm a beast. They can't. They're not here. And what I've been thinking about is, okay, when you are in the hiring process, be very clear of your expectation. Be very clear of where you're going. Be very clear of where you are. And make sure the person or agency understands what you're trying to accomplish and can meet those expectations. And at any point, if it's not working well, immediately schedule a call to talk about it. Hey, this is XYZ, why it's not working right now. What do you think about it? What do you think we should do? See if they could find a solution to the problems that they're causing, right? The problem is happening. See how vested that they're in trying to accomplish these goals together. And if you feel like, okay, after that conversation, nothing's changed, then justify, okay, this is what we said, this is what didn't happen, this is, okay, this is why we're letting you go, right? If you want to be more proper in that sense, do that, right? Do that. There are some times, though, where you do give people a little bit more grace because, you know, depending on the thing that they're doing, let's say they're coming in and you want them to, you know, be your assistant, it's not going to happen overnight. There has to be phases where you have to spend time up front in order to get them there. And then after maybe 2-3 weeks, you're like, okay, are they learning? Are they getting on board? Or are they still making the same mistakes, even though I just spent the last 3 hours with them on the phone telling them exactly how I would do it? And so again, you have to be the captain of your own ship. You have to know when it's time to dock and let people off, right? You have to know when time to dock to let people off. Now, if this is an employee of your business, obviously there should be training that happens for the thing that they're going to assume. But the people that you're hiring should also, again, you should be hiring them because they could fill the void that you're trying to do. If you have to bring someone on from scratch and teach them everything they need to know about that role, then yeah, that's going to be very time consuming. But if they have a customer service background and you're asking them to do customer service, and this is how we do customer service, then they should be able to pick that up extremely quickly. Right? Because you're literally giving them an SOP, a documentation, and then they're adding their own expertise and experience on top of layering it on top of what you're asking them to do. So always assess the situation, obviously, right? But then make the decision. Don't wait. Don't be like the older boo, right? You're waiting for the contractors. Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, it just clear out their mental real estate. Clear up the mental real estate. So that's sort of my experience been the last 7 days on hiring. And again, for those of you that don't know, I've been in business for quite a while. My first few companies, my first legit business back in college, I had 16 employees. I think I was like 18 years old, right? All my employees was older than me, right? And I was operating this business out of my dorm room. And I let them all go, right? Like, so I'm very familiar at a very young age navigating, you know, relationship management and people and things like that. So again, these are just my own experiences and I'm talking about here. So if you have any questions for me around hiring, if you have any more input, again, feel free, if you're listening to this podcast, click the link below the Powered AF website and leave me a voice note and I could add to it. Maybe there's something I'm missing here as well.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.